baby boy.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
What a song, man. It's M.I.G. with Keep My Soul. We also checked out Timmy Dakolo with Omo Ayo. It's 8:51, right about the time that as gents, we need to huddle up and we need to have a conversation. This conversation to be led by Kavi.
Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
That's right. Mental health activist for men, specifically for us, wants to talk to us gents. Let's have a listen.
Fresh family, good morning. More specifically to the Fresh Breakfast family.
My man.
Omidindin, one of my favorite people, if not, yes.
I appreciate it, man.
Nela Chekwani from Ekomni, yes. One of my favorite people on air. Good morning, brother. Good morning. And again, allow me to extend my condolences to the Bree family and a nation as all, as we mourn the loss of our founding father, Tate. Dr. Shafishina Sam Nyoma. And in the same light, I think I'm just reminded of something that I want to talk about today. But before we do get to that, as it is Wednesday, and that means it's time for my gents to huddle up. And that means also gay goodness is definitely on your radio.
That's right.
Today, I want to address grief, and especially grief for us men. You know, obviously, one, grief is the feel of a pain, a hurt, an anger, severe feeling of loss at the result of losing something or someone. Obviously, the level to which you feel grief or are grieved is tied to the level with which you were related to the person, or with which the relationship you had with the person. So, you know, you are, some people right now are really, really, you know, you think about Tate Sem's widow, the level of grief she has for what is happening right now, his children, the level of grief they will feel and experience is not the same as opposed to the rest of us. Sorry, my apologies for that. Mm-hmm. But yes, the rest of us. So, in dealing with that is that I think we need to have different levels of respect, or a level of respect, not different level of respect for the grief that people are dealing with. So that's one. Two, there is no blueprint for grief. Mm-hmm. And as such, we all go on our own journey as far as grief is concerned. Now, for men mostly, because we've been raised to be strong and be hard and not show emotions, it is difficult for us to grieve. And the biggest contributor to us as men not being able to grieve is the fact that we want to figure out why. Why do I need to feel a certain way? Most men derive things from a point of logic. Mm-hmm. And this is why a lot of us struggle with grief much longer than we're supposed to, because we don't do the actual healing, because when the feelings come about, we either suppress them or we try and figure out why I'm feeling that way. Now, I'll tell you again, something that my therapist said to me is that grief is one of those feelings that you only heal by allowing yourself to feel. Now, I'm not saying have public outbursts of crying and so on, but allow yourself the necessary time to feel the necessary pain, the necessary emotions, cry. And crying is a big part of healing. So as gents, find your corner if you have to. Go sit in your car if you have to. But whenever the emotions surface, you need to allow yourself to feel those emotions. It is the only way that you will heal. So gents, don't suppress your emotions. They do much more damage. In the case of grief, they do much more damage than they should. Allow yourself to feel the necessary amount of emotion in this time. So, and again, like I said, you don't have to have a why all the time, James. You don't have to have a why all the time. Just understand that your emotions need to be felt. They're there for a reason. They're God-given to us. God gave them to us for a reason. So allow yourself the necessary amount of time to feel that emotion. And there's no timeline to grief. There's no timeline to grieve, because you will find yourself fine for the next month, not feel anything. You can talk about the person and you don't become emotional and so on. And then, boom, suddenly out of nowhere, you are struck with this intense emotion. So there is no timeline. Whenever the emotions surface, allow yourself to feel them. Because the other thing is that if you suppress them, at some point they're going to explode. And they're going to come out at the wrong person, at the wrong time, towards the wrong person. They start to surface as anger and so on. So allow yourself to feel the necessary emotion. Cry if you have to, because that it's an expression. Emotions need to be expressed, and by holding them in, by suppressing them, they build up inside and they explode, and they make you start acting irrationally. They hurt more when they're not expressed. So today, James, just allow yourself the necessary time to feel your emotions, to express those emotions, to cry, 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 cry. That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K-Goodness. Cheers.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m. Stadio